With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Secretary of State Marco Rubio took a tour today of the U.S.-led center in Israel that is trying to monitor and keep that ceasefire in place between Israel and Hamas. He warns that there's a lot of work still to do and that Hamas actually still controls part of Gaza and the civilians there have come under attack from the terrorist group, unhappy about the terms of their ceasefire with Israel. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump sounding optimistic about his upcoming talks with the Chinese President Xi. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The two leaders will be meeting soon at a regional summit in South Korea, and President Trump predicts a successful trade outcome.
I expect we'll probably work out a very fair deal with President Xi of China.
In particular, the president wants China to buy more soybeans from American farmers. He has threatened massive tariffs on Chinese imports if a deal isn't reached. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The government has issued a mixed picture when it comes to inflation. Closer look at those numbers from correspondent Ed Donahue.
The Labor Department says gas prices went up, rent costs cooled, growth appears steady, but hiring has slowed. White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett says
the top line number actually was inflated because there was a shutdown of a refinery in Indiana that made gas prices go up a lot in September, but we've seen those have already come down.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says
tens of millions of Americans are receiving notices right now that the health care premiums are about to skyrocket.
The numbers show inflation has risen more slowly than many economists expected when President Trump imposed sweeping tariffs. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, it's been a booming session. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 534 points at this hour, and the high-tech Nasdaq is up by 294. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports anti-Christian incidents are on the rise in Europe.
A new report from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe indicates that while the problem is being clearly documented, mainstream media outlets are ignoring it. Christians on the continent are increasingly the victims of violent attacks, and their churches are being vandalized. The OSCE report urges European journalists to report these cases and to consider whether they harbor anti-Christian bias that is impacting their story selection. Michael Harrington reporting.
An Alabama board is seeking to prohibit public libraries from placing books that promote transgenderism in children's sections. The Alabama Public Library Service Board of Directors is considering a rule to change that expands the existing requirement for youth sections to be free of material deemed to be inappropriate for children. The new proposal would add any material that positively depicts transgender procedures. This is SRN News. Some good for those, news for those living on Social Security is the Social Security Administration is announcing its annual cost of living adjustment for 2026. It will be going up by 2.8%, and on average, that will amount to about a $56 increase. Tesla recalling more than 63,000 Cybertrucks.
The front lights are too bright, which may cause a distraction to other drivers and increase the risk of a collision. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that the recall includes certain Cybertrucks with a model year between 2024 and 2026. The vehicles were made between November 13, 2023 and October 11, 2025, with operating software versions prior to 2025.30. The agency said that Tesla is not aware of any collisions, injuries, or fatalities related to the condition. Keith Peters, Washington.
More at SRNnews.com.